If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from Sports Byline, how do you say it? Sports Byline USA, downtown San Francisco. What's going on with y'all? What you got? These sports networks, we talk sports 24 hours a day. I lied, this 1 hour all week, we devote to video game talk, and I'm like you, I'm a gamer. I don't know how to make them. I don't Mac them or attack them. I don't know what's going on with the circuitry and the motherboard, but I know what I like and what I don't like, and I know what's lame and what's not lame. You tell me, what's your cup of tea? You're my unpaid correspondent. We are in the golden age of video games. They've never been better or more ubiquitous in households and everywhere, but that doesn't mean there's not a lot of garbage out there, and we'll sift through it together. Basura, and we will find out what is good, bad, or ugly. We'll do it together at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down, dial it up. 1-800-878-7529. It would get you in and get you heard, girl, wherever you might happen to be listening in this great land of ours, this great land of Bulgaria. Now, this great land of ours, also around the world, we're proud and privileged of bringing programming on the American Forces Radio Network. I come from a military family. I think most Americans do, but even if we don't, we appreciate what our brave men and women do out there. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever you're with. Keep up the good work and stay safe. We're on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. We stream through Sports Byline USA. Click listen live to hear the shows. We're also on SBNationLive.com, that great network. And on SiriusXM 211, the Dan Patrick Channel 211 in progress, we are there as well. For all my truckers out there, Breaker 19. So we'll give away a brand new game. I'll tell you what's new this week. We got a cheat code at the end of the show. Send your request, rick@sportsbyline.com for a cheat code. We got it all in. We're going to get an hour. We're going to do it together right here on the Video Game Review.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. I'm going to be giving away a brand new game coming up at 40 after. I'll always also let you know what's new on the shelves this week. But I want to know what you got be going on. That's what I had said. 1-800-878-PLAY. Here in San Francisco, there's a hospital called UCSF, University of California, San Francisco. It's one of the more well-renowned hospitals for as far as research. And after a decade of work, scientists, I have a point here, stay with me. After a decade of work, scientists at UCSF's Neuroscape Center have developed a suite of video game interventions that improve key aspects of cognition in aging adults. What does that mean? Well, there's a doctor named Adam Gazzoli, and he says the games can be adapted to clinical populations as a new form of experiential medicine, showing benefits on an array of important cognitive processes, including short-term memory, attention, and long-term memory. And each employs adaptive closed-loop algorithms that Gazzoli's lab pioneered. And you might remember 2013 NeuroRacer study published in Nature. It was first demonstrated that it was possible to restore diminished mental faculties in older patients after just a month of playing on a specially designed video game. All right, so what does that mean? Well, the algorithms achieve better results than commercial games by automatically increasing or decreasing in difficulty depending on how well someone's playing in the game. And that, of course, it keeps the lousy players from becoming overwhelmed. And then the people who it's too easy for, they get challenged more. And the games use these algorithms to recreate common activities: driving, exercising, playing a drum. Yeah, you don't want to buy these games. You don't want to own them. You don't even want to play them. Why am I bringing it up then? Because over the years I've done this show, I've been doing this show over a decade. Speaking of a decade, almost two decades I've been doing this show. And so many times video games get blamed for stuff. We have politicians. We had Ted Cruz talking about how video games are the Darth of society. And before that, what was it? Movies and then TV shows and then rock and roll. Something always gets blamed for societal's ills or bad parenting, what have you. It's these damn video games. They're ruining the world. So Gasly said all of these games are taking experiences and then delivering them in a very personalized, fun manner. And our brains respond through a process called plasticity. Experiences are a powerful way of changing our brain, and this form of experience allows us to deliver it in a manner that's very accessible. The lab's most recent invention is a musical rhythm game developed in consultation with drummer Mickey Hart, speaking of old guys, and it taught the 60-year-old, great, to 79-year-old participants how to drum. But then it also improved their ability to remember faces. Yeah. So an 8-week program, visual cues to train people how to play a rhythm on electronic tablet. It goes on, blah, blah, blah. It keeps going. So just to wrap it up, Dr. Gasly says, these are all targeting cognitive control, an ability that is deficient in older adults that is critical for their quality of life. These games have all the same underlying adaptive algorithms and approach, but they are using very, very different types of activity. And in all of them, we show you that you can improve cognitive abilities in this population. So, and by the way, Gasly is the co-founder, shareholder, advisor, and member of the board of directors at Achille Interactive Labs. And you should get paid. They're therapeutic video games. There's no doubt. So anyway, I just thought I would throw that in as I like to get the backs of video games. But there's one other little medical thing I want to report. And you may have seen this over the weekend. A dish of living brain cells has learned how to play Pong. What? I know. But I saw the headline. And I'm like, I want to know more. I own the original Pong. And I like to think I'm more than just a dish. But 800,000 cells in a dish were connected to a computer. I don't know how they do this. You're playing God. Stop it now or you'll be smited. 800,000 brain cells connected to a computer gradually learned to sense the position of the game's electronic ball and control the virtual paddle. This was all reported in the journal. This is all reported in the journal Neuron. So Brett Kagan, who's the author of the study and chief scientific officer at Cortical Labs in Melbourne, they always say don't pronounce the R, like Melbourne, Australia, he said, we've made huge strides with silicon computing, but they're still rigid and inflexible. That's something we don't see with biology. So, for example, both computers and people can learn to make a cup of tea. But people are able to generalize what they've learned in a way a computer can't. So Kagan says, quote, you might not have ever been to somebody else's house, but with a bit of rummaging around and searching, you can probably make a decent cup of tea as long as you got the ingredients. But a very powerful computer will struggle to carry out that same task if it's in any unfamiliar environment. So Cortical Labs has been trying to understand how living brain cells acquire this sort of intelligence. And he says, if we allow these cells to know the outcome of their actions, they will actually be able to change in some sort of goal-directed way. And so this system is called, wait for it, Dish Brain. I think I had that on my roof. And then I started streaming. Oh, wait, now it's Dish Network.
But a layer of living neutrons is grown on a special silicon chip at the bottom of a thumb-sized dish filled with nutrients. The chip is linked to a computer, can both detect electronic signals produced by the neurons and deliver electrical signals to them. And so, of course, Pong is played on a video screen. Black rectangle defines the table. White cursor represents each player's paddle, which can be moved up and down. And to allow the brain cells to play the game, the computer set signals indicating where the bouncing ball was and began monitoring the electronic pulses. And I can finish this story, which is going to come out in 2 weeks. And then the dish brain decided that humans are inferior and they need to be eliminated. Folks, did you hear what I said? A dish full of brain cells is playing Pong. This is frightening beyond belief. Whenever I read something like this, I always think about David Spade. Like, he always raises his hand and goes, meanwhile, cancer is over here going, hello, fellas, you want to work on us? Do you want to try and cure this thing before you start working on that? All right. Interesting medical reports from the video game world. What we'll do now is we'll take a break, come on back, talk a little more. If you want to get in, it's 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle, and we will come on back on the Video Game Review.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home.
We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Really great to have you join us wherever you're listening on the North American continent. First of all, the United States of America. Why would you ever leave? We got everything we need right here. Canada, Mexico, and around the world on AFN. I'm Rick Fiddle with you, coming to you from San Francisco on Sports Byline, Dan Patrick Channel, Sirius XM 211, SB Nation, CRN Digital Plus 2, the Cable Radio Network Channel 2. We're getting to you every which we can. Oh, yeah, terrestrial radio as well. News from today that Comcast's Spectator division is pulling the plug on G4 TV. Yeah, sorry. Video game-centric, early incarnation about 20 years ago. It was kind of a cultural touchstone for a lot of millennials, and it just relaunched a year ago, but the CEO, Dave Scott, explained that the company's investment and efforts to revive it just didn't gain traction. So a few dozen employees and contract workers will be affected by it. But the departure over the summer of Russell Ahrens, who was a very experienced digital media exec, and he had come on board as G4's president just last year, and he left. And then the duties were added to Joe Marsh, and he had been the CEO of T1, which was an esports venture that he was doing with Korea, SK Telecom. And so, look, this is the thing. It's not that people don't want to watch. It's just all about Twitch now. Because the current... the former current iteration of G4 was just very small, and it was very less focused on traditional linear TV than it was in its former self. And it had announced a programming slate that included revived versions of original G4 mainstays like Attack of the Show. I remember Attack of the Show, X-Play, Boosted, the comedy, Ninja Warrior, that was that Japanese game show, esports competitions, Dungeons and Dragons Limited series as well. They also had, as you have to now, basically, they put content on YouTube, they're all over social media, and the G4 actually signed up with Twitch, so they could go through there as well. Verizon, Fios, Cox, Xfinity TV, Philo. And there were a lot of media and tech ventures centered, you know, on the gaming community that they were trying to get through. But listen, it's just coming out of the pandemic. And now as the dust is settled, I mean, Facebook shut down its gaming app. We already know that Google's winding down service on Stadia. More about that in a minute. And then Venn, V-E-N-N, that was a startup built up as the MTV of video games. That just went completely bankrupt. So G4 began in 2002, and speaking of the Dish Network, they got together with NBC Universal. And it was Charles Hirschhorn. He was the former Disney TV executive, and he saw it as kind of an MTV to tap into youth culture. And a lot of personalities got their start on G4 as hosts. Olivia Munn, Chris Hardwick, Kevin Pereira, Grace Helbig. But then when it went out, G4, what was that, about 6, 7, 8 years ago? G4's place on the dial was taken over by the Esquire network. That was a very short-lived branding exercise. And the groundswell of enthusiasm on social media, and the new owner of Comcast Spectator said at Comic-Con 2 years ago, yes, we're going to bring it back. And Spectator, as you might imagine, they're all about sports and live events. And part of them owns the Philadelphia Flyers hockey team, as well as the Wells Fargo Center. That's the arena where they play. Also, it's where the Sixers play, too. Hoop team. Yes, Rick, we know. So the results of G4 were never particularly material to Spectator, but the division has avidly pursued esports, making G4 revival a logical thing to attempt. But anyway, here's the memo saying goodbye from Dave Scott, the CEO. Quote, as you know, G4 was reintroduced last year to tap into the popularity of gaming. We invested to create the new G4 as an online and TV destination for fans to be entertained, be inspired, and connect with gaming content. But over the last several months, we worked hard to generate that interest at G4, but the viewership is low and the network has not achieved sustainable financial results. This is not what we hoped for. And as a result, we have made the very difficult decision to discontinue G4's operations effective immediately. I know this is disappointing news and I'm disappointed too. I want to thank you and everyone on the G4 team for the hard work and commitment to the network. Our human resources team is reaching out to you to provide you with support, discuss other opportunities that may be available, and answer questions you may have. Thank you all again for the hard work for G4. This was the memo that went out to employees. I probably should have prefaced that. But yeah, it's hard. I mean, you think about investments and how you make investments. You remember that Alliance of American Football? It was about 3 years ago. And speaking of hockey owners, the owner of the Carolina Hurricanes, he basically was the investor. And the millisecond it started losing money, he's like, yeah, shut it down. They're like, what? No, we have hoodies and players and helmets and merch. He's like, shut it down. Why? Because the projections say we're not going to make money for at least 3, 4, 5, 6 years. And I don't feel like pouring my money down the toilet. That's the way it goes. Boom. Just shut it down like that. I know it stinks. Now, getting back to Google Stadia, the shutting down of that this weekend has claimed its first victim. The multiplayer title Outcasters. Yes, they're out. Splash Damage posted on Twitter that the game was built exclusively for Stadia. It's not viable to port the game to another platform. And they tweeted out at Outcasters, it is with a heavy heart. Jeez. It is with a heavy heart that we inform you that we do not have plans to bring Outcasters to other platforms at this time. Outcasters was designed to build exclusively for Stadia, with many of its systems heavily reliant on that platform, significantly increasing the complexity of the work required. We still firmly believe that cloud gaming has a bright future in the industry, providing easier access to games than ever before, and we are encouraged to see that other platforms still champion that cause. Well, Outcasters was only announced a couple of summers ago, and it was released in July of 2020. And if you didn't hear, you can tell by what I'm saying, Google is shutting down Stadia on January 18th. But some games ain't waiting around. And this is another thing. Google said Stadia didn't gain the traction it expected and has begun refunding users who bought into the service. And so there are a lot of companies, which include CD Projekt Red. They have been trying to help players transfer their data off the dying system. And Outcasters is basically the first game that's going to be going down officially. But getting back to Cyberpunk 2077, what they did at CD Projekt and Polska, they released a step-by-step guide that will take the save data on Google Stadia and transfer it to a PC version of the game. And how do you do that? Well, I found out from this step-by-step guide. There's a service that I never heard of called Google Takeout. Yes, I'd like some sweet and sour pork, some mushu pork, and a lot of pork, and some fried rice. And Google Takeout? Yes. And you can extract it and copy it into a PC version. So what if you're playing on a console? Well, you can also try to save it onto a PC using a GOG account, G-O-G. I remember one time in New York at a hot dog cart, it said hot GOG. I tried it, one bite, threw it in the trash. So this is not really straightforward to save your Stadia save, but there are players out there that are looking at the possibility of losing hundreds of hours of gameplay, kind of like that happened to me on the GameCube with Zelda Wind Waker when my memory card just broke. And I never started over because I had already put, like, I don't know, 40 hours into it. So, as I said, they announced September 29th, Stadia will close on January 18th, 2023. Players will lose access to their entire game libraries. Google has been offering full refunds for all games and hardware that anybody has bought, which I think is noble of them. They don't have to do that. So, they don't need any Medal of Honors, but still, I think that's the right thing to do. I'm Rick Tittle. We will take a quick break. We'll come on back, give away a game, and continue on with the video game review.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and we are back. Rick Tittle with you, Sports Byline USA out of San Francisco. It's the Video Game Review. We'll get back to the sports talk here at the top of the hour on all your networks, SiriusXM 211, SB Nation, and others. It is 40 after. It's actually technically 41 after now. It's time for me to give away the game. The game this week is for the PC. It's called Stranded Alien Dawn. Stranded, colon, Adrian Dawn. Alien Dawn. Did I say Adrian? Adrian. Developed by Hemamont Games AD. How's that for a name? Published by Frontier Foundry. Here's the blurb. Quote, a brave new world in Stranded Alien Dawn, a planet survival sim placing the fate of a small marooned group in your hands. Forge your story through compelling and immersive strategic gameplay as you make vital decisions to protect your survivors. My question is, and let me know at rick@sportsbyline.com, second correct answer wins the game, is this a game about space or is this a game about NASCAR? Once again, just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. Is it a game about space? Game about NASCAR. Second correct answer will win. For the PC, Stranded Alien Dawn from Hemamont Games AD and Frontier Foundry. Got that all right? All right. There's a new game called Scorn. And it is really, really different. Because you're supposed to be in hell, I guess. You wake up as this sort of dead zombie dude, guy, thing. And it's got this, you're in this sort of H.R. Giger sort of, you know, I have no mouth and I can't scream type of thing. You're just walking around, and the artwork is absolutely amazing in this, if you like that sort of Giger alien type of thing. No dialogue, no talking, no directions, but it's just, I was watching the review on IGN about it by Leanna Hafer. And Hafer said, you know, unlike Resident Evil, where there's, you know, a place to get to that where you can relax and then the scary part and then where you can relax. This is just all depressing at all times. But that's what the game's going for. And you don't really know why you're doing it, where you're going. Is there somewhere to go to? There's no really anything trying to steal anything off you. There's only one level where there's combat, and the combat is lame beyond belief, but it's sort of like these otherworldly mist like puzzles. And some of them are actually pretty hard. Some of them are very, very easy as well. But it's just like, how much horror do you want in a horror game? And so, you know, it's just unforgivably grim at all times. And so, and it's like I said, if you have like a headset with some good bass, it's not like a musical score, more like just electronic, you know, pulsating, tense, music in there, not really a score. But as I said, the combat is no good in one of the five chapters. But then again, maybe they made it away on purpose. Maybe they made combat lame to get you to avoid it. I don't know. There's no stealth. There's no cover system. You know, you can run around a pillar like a cartoon character. You can attempt to run past all the enemies, hoping you don't take too much damage. You know, one of the only weapons that's any good has almost no ammo, and every single piece of ammo you have to put in individually. It's not like you're throwing in a magazine. So, maybe if they took out all the enemies, it would make it a better experience, because then you're just solving puzzles. But, I don't know. The review that Hafer gave it on IGN is a 7. I would give it an 8 just because I've never seen anything that is just so relentlessly. It's just like, as you watch it, you think to yourself, this is really sick. This is really gross. And by the way, this is on the PC, Xbox X, and Series X as well. And it just came out 3 days ago, rated M, obviously. But, you know, they say don't judge a book by its cover, don't judge a game by its cover. But when you look at the cover art of Scorn, you can pretty much judge how putrid the experience is going to be, and also just plain disturbing. It is. It's a disturbing game. So when you play it, you'll be, wait for it, disturbed. All right. Also, this is some more news this weekend I liked seeing. February 2023 will be the first time a composer will walk away with a Grammy for scoring just a video game. How about that? Over the last two decades, the symphonies have been a huge part of video game music. And despite being eligible for music's highest honor since 1999, which is in the film and TV category, only one game has ever even been nominated. That was Austin Wintory for Journey in 2012. I remember having to go on eBay and buying the Dark Cloud CD from Japan, but we also used to have it would come every year to San Jose, and it went around the world as well, was called Video Games Live, and it was a symphony, because we knew they did that in Tokyo, and people would dress up, and it was always a lot of fun to do Video Games Live. But many years of lobbying by composers, game executives, and so now the Recording Academy has announced a new category, the Tongue Twister Score Soundtrack for Video Games and Other Interactive Media, to recognize excellence in score soundtrack albums comprised predominantly of original scores and created specifically for or as a companion to a current video game or other interactive media. Aha. Well, now Steve Schur, who is the president for music at EA, said, quote, overlooked and underappreciated, not just for the level of quality, but also the magnitude of success, how relevant it is to the next generation of music lovers. We needed to convince the powers that be that this music stand on its own and deserves to be judged against each other. End quote. So Gordy Hobb, whose music for several Star Wars games has brought his acclaim, including an ASCAP and a Game Audio Network Guild Award, he welcomes the new Grammy category and points out that composing for games carries its own set of unique creative requirements. He said, "The most obvious challenge is interactivity in music that can adapt and change in real time based on the consumer's input while continually maintaining musicality and interest. There's really no other form of music making quite like it." So rather than lobbying the Recording Academy for a specific game music category, Wintry spent years trying to persuade his composing colleagues to just join the Academy and start to turn it around that way. So surprisingly, a song from a game has won once, Christopher Tin's Baba Yetu, that came from Civilization IV, that one for instrumental arrangement, accompanying vocalist, but that was a track from his album. It wasn't from the game. So it's just, I mean, it's one of the largest audiences in the world, no short of audience, and game music finally deserves to be in its own category at the actual Grammys. And now it will be. All right. Let's take a look at the new releases this week. Coming out on Tuesday, unless otherwise noted. We have a couple of Monday ones here. Potionomics, a deck builder sim game on the PC, and The Great Ocean, another simulation on the PC. Showing some dolphins. Is that Echo? Tuesday, A Plague Tale Requiem. Plague Tale : Requiem adventure game on the X and S, PC, PS5, and Switch. Deadlink, FPS, roguelike sci-fi PC. Ghostbusters Spirits Unleashed action game, PS5, PS4, Xbox One, PC, X and S. Hidden Objects Collection Volume 4. This is pretty self-explanatory. It's on the Nintendo Switch. Life in Willowdale Farm Adventures. Very cutesy and very much a ripoff of a game that looks exact, which I won't mention, but you've probably played it. This is on the 4 and 5 and the PC. It's called Animal Crossing. This game, Life in Willowdale Farm Adventures. Marvel Snap. It's a battle CCG strategy game, and this will be on the PC and your phones as well, iOS and Android. NBA 2K23 Arcade Edition, that means phones. Nitro Kid, a card roguelike strategy game on the PC. Them's Fightin' Herds, a fighting game on the 4 and the 5, the X and S, 1 and Switch. Gas Station Simulator, I'm not making it up, the X and the S. We are getting close to the end of civilization. Gas Station Simulator. If you buy this, I will bow down. I really shouldn't say anything bad about a game, but I mean, come on. Harmony's Odyssey, an adventure puzzle game on the PC and the Switch. Rich Man 11. This is a board sim for the Switch. The Last Hero of Nostalgaia. Looks like nostalgia, but The Last Hero of Nostalgaia. It's got like this headless skeleton in suit. Action Fantasy, XS1 PC. The Valiant, a real-time strategy game on the PC. Uncharted Legacy of Thieves Collection. This is your comp here, finally on the PC. And finally, Batora Lost Haven, RPG action game, PC, 4, 5, 1, XS. And Switch. I'm Rick Tittle. We will take a quick break and we will come on back on Sports Bot.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Thank you for that. It's time for the cheat code. By the way, I forgot to mention basically the biggest game coming out this week. I'd be remiss. I want to make sure I get it in. Mario and Rabbids, Sparks of Hope. This is from Ubisoft Milan. That's right. They made this in Italy. It's me, Mario, coming from Italy for the Switch. All right. Send your request for a cheat code, rick@sportsbyline.com. This one comes from Ernie. Ernie writes in. From Jackson, Wyoming. I've been there. Million Dollar Cowboy Bar. He says, how do I get the Shelbys in Age of Empires? It's a pretty good cheat. It's actually Age of Empires 2. And there are a lot of memorable cheats in that game. An RTS game. That's real-time strategy. But you can spawn a Shelby Cobra. Nothing turns that strategy better into a Fury Road by just, you know, you're lining up all your dudes, and then all of a sudden the Shelbys just start popping in, and the cheat command, how do you turn this on? That's what you write, all lowercase and all with spaces in between the words. How do you turn this on? And then you get a Shelby Cobra in Age of Empires 2. and then another, and it's blue with a white stripe down the middle. It's pretty sweet. Pretty cheery, dude. Thanks for writing in. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with another live edition of the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you then.